email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551 for text or ray@rte.ie for emails. Now, this week, Aldi held a grand finale, or even a grand final, to find and name Ireland's best amateur bread baker in their Rise with Aldi competition. See what they did there, Rise with Aldi competition. The winner took home a cash prize of €15,000 and the chance for their bread to be stocked in the supermarket. And that winner was Julia Summer with her seeded sourdough bread. And both Julia and her bread join us now in studio. Good afternoon, Julia.
Hi, Ray. How are
Congratulations.
You? Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
That's big news, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
So where was the final?
It was held in Airfield Estate in Dublin.
Lovely up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fabulous. Yeah. I didn't even know about the place and it was just gorgeous.
It's special up there.
Very special.
And how many people took part?
Hundreds apparently entered the competition and then there was three finalists.
And what did you have to do to enter? Did you have to send a sample of your bread or what?
Yeah, you had to drop a loaf of your bread into an Aldi store. Right. They had about 13 stores picked out and you had to just bring it to one of those stores at a certain time on a certain day and hope for the best.
And when did you get the call to say you were in the final three?
It was actually an email we got. So I think I dropped it in on a Thursday and I got the email on the Monday after.
Right.
Yeah. It was pretty special.
Was there screaming?
There was a lot. It was screaming, tears. Everything. My children were a bit like, did somebody die?
No, I'm in the final.
I know.
My bread is in the final.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, did you create a recipe for it or had you got one in your back pocket?
No, I created this for the final or for the, you know, the baking competition.
And what were the criteria? What was the stipulations for the competition?
It had to be in a two pound loaf tin. And then you could make a sourdough or a brown bread or, you know, fruit soda, those type of breads. You couldn't have sesame seeds. I think those were kind of, you know, that narrowed it down.
Probably no nuts either, was there?
Yeah, no nuts and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's because they were thinking about allergies.
Exactly,
And normally you make sourdough just
free form. So I had to actually, figure this one out because I normally put it into a Dutch oven. Do you know what?
Well, you see, I had a relationship with sourdough during COVID.
Did you know?
Didn't go too well.
Okay, you broke up then.
Yeah,
so.
I tried my best. It wasn't me. It was sourdough. Yeah.
Never is you.
We were in the hot press together. We were all sorts of things. It just didn't work out, Julia. Yeah, it didn't work out, yeah.
So I couldn't put it into a Dutch oven and I had to, you know, figure out a way how to create steam in the oven so that the crust, you know, forms nicely and arises nicely and all this kind of stuff. So,
For those who don't know, from my memory of the research, a Dutch oven is just a big bowl, is it?
Yeah, it's like a casserole dish lid. Yes. Yeah, and you put it into the oven and you let it heat up for about 30 minutes at the highest temperature just so that it's really nice and hot.
Yeah.
And then you put your loaf in and it creates steam inside and then it just does the magic.
So it's an oven within an oven?
Pretty much, yeah.
Right, okay. So you had to work around that because you had to put it into a 2 pound tin.
Exactly.
That was one of the stipulations of the competition. So you have it here.
I do.
Why do you think you won over the others?
Oh, God. I don't know. I hope it's the taste.
Yes.
Yeah. Not just the looks. I think it looks pretty, but
it does
I think it's the taste. I really hope it's the taste.
And it's called, what do you call it? Seeded sourdough bread. That has a brown...
There's some wholemeal flour in it as well.
Right.
This is actually a spelt flour, so it's not
That gives it that colour because...
The colour and just it gives it a lot better properties for you to digest.
Right. It's a healthy bread.
Yes.
Right. Seeds and spelt and wholemeal.
Yeah, and sourdough.
And all the good stuff.
Exactly.
All the good stuff.
Ticked all the, you know, boxes.
Right.
Maybe that's why I won. I don't know.
So there were three up there in Airfield and you had to cook it on site.
We had to make it, yeah. We had to bake it that day.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Which with sourdough is a bit tricky because it's a long process, you know.
Yes.
You have to let it do its thing and you can't rush it. And it
you
has
have to bring your starter.
Starter. I had to drive that down in a fridge in my car to keep it at the right temperature.
So a battery operated fridge in your car?
Well, I had it like one of those plug-in car fridges.
Yes.
Brought my sourdough starter down to the hotel, then brought the fridge into the hotel.
Right.
And then the next day brought the fridge again to the Airfield estate. It was intense.
You know, years ago when the late Jerry Ryan was alive. Yes. What was the name? There was a guy, a comedian, a British comedian.
He travelled around Ireland with a fridge. I read his book.
He did. We've spoken
to him. Oh, God,
I
can't.
You were doing the mini version of that.
Yes, pretty much. Way easier, though, because I brought a car. He just tumped it, didn't he? At times. That's right. I read that book.
Around Ireland with a fridge.
That's right.
Very, very, very entertaining. Tony Hawk's. Yes, Tony Hawk's. I wonder why you repeat that with something else now. I don't know. What about around Ireland with an air fryer?
I don't know. You'd always have to plug that in somewhere, wouldn't you?
I'm sure there's a battery operated version of it. Okay. So you went to an awful lot of effort.
I did.
And then, which I always, when I'm looking at those programs on telly, where people are involved in competitions and cooking, you're going into somebody else's kitchen. Yes.
So the oven was way hotter than mine at home. Yeah. So we had a test bake actually on the Monday.
Right.
Thank God. And I could, you know, kind of figure out, okay, I actually needed to turn down the temperature a little bit compared to my own oven.
Yes,
to make it work.
So you knew.
The same.
And this, do you mind if I taste some?
Please. That's why I brought it all the way from
Templemore. So 15,000.
Yes.
That's not life changing, but it's good wad of cash.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the more, probably for some people, the more exciting thing is that your bread is going to be stocked in the supermarket.
That is hugely exciting. Yeah.
Will it have your name on it, sir?
I hope so. It should. It should have
Summer Sourdough.
Summer Sourdough.
Yeah, there you go. Bit of alliteration.
Oh, the crunch.
The reason I'm taking my time is that...
Yeah, go on.
I know that a lot of people get really annoyed when people eat on the radio.
And they chew with an open mouth.
So I'm not going to rush it. That is delicious.
Thank you so much.
That is really, really delicious.
Thank you.
I feel like one of the judges now because the other way they say it and they look at it at the same time. I feel I've looked at so many of those programs that I'm sort of copying with it. But that is... And people heard the crunch.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
no, it is. It's pretty good, if I may say so.
Yeah, no. And then you've the seeds through it. So that's another bit of texture.
Yeah.
As well as the healthy aspect of it.
Absolutely.
And that lovely crunchy crust. Oh, wow. Yeah. So where does your bread baking expertise come from?
I only learned this after I won the competition. My dad informed me that my granddad actually, he started an apprenticeship as a baker. I'm German originally. Right. And he started his apprenticeship and he actually had to stop it because he got that, back then apparently lots of bakers got this illness of, you know, from the flour.
Okay.
So he had to stop his apprenticeship. Right. But I always remember him baking. Always. He
at
was
home.
Always baking at home. They had their own little garden. They always had their, you know, fruits and they always made something with those goods from the, you know, from their land.
So it's in the genes.
It's in the genes. My mum did an awful lot of baking always. She's a great cook as well. But we were always just allowed to watch, we weren't allowed to help in her kitchen because we were messy, I suppose, as kids.
I can understand that now.
I know,
my wife always just said to me, that's part of the fun, making the mess. And I'm going, you don't have to clean up after them.
That's the thing, because I'm working really hard on that now with my own kids. I really want them to get stuck in because I know it from the other side.
Yeah, no, and you're right. And my wife's right, of course, because if you're not making the mess, you're not having fun.
That's it. So I bite my tongue and then...
Let them get at it.
I clean up.
Smash
after.
The eggs, even if there's shells in it.
Yeah. We poke them out, no problem.
They must be really excited.
They are. And it was my 11-year-old actually that started this whole thing.
Go on.
She heard it. She heard the ad from Aldi on the radio, and she came running down the stairs.
Right.
And she was like,
"So you have an 11-year-old at the age of 12? You developed a fascination with Ireland.
I did.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I think at the time my mum had twins and I was helping a lot at raising them. And I think it was my outlet.
Right.
So I went to the library a lot and I read about Ireland.
But why did you choose Ireland in particular?
I suppose everyone, you know, always goes to either America or England to learn their English.
Yes.
And I'm just a bit different.
Right.
So I was like, well, this is, you know, a place. Speaks English as well. And then I learned more about it, learned about how lovely people are over here, the landscape and all. And I was like, yeah, that's the place.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Because definitely you're accented, but there's an awful lot of Irish accent in there.
Yeah, I speak German now to my kids, so the German is coming back.
Yeah, well, that'll be handy for them. They'll be bilingual.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're fluent.
So how long have you been here?
Since 2005, so it's 19 years.
Right. And yeah. Aldi are a German company, aren't they?
Yeah, so see?
I wonder, was there... Stuart's inquiry.
But they should keep me on, shouldn't they?
They definitely should. If you keep creating bread like that, they should definitely...
Yeah, no problem. We'll make some German tray bakes as well or whatever.
Yeah. So Julia Sommer is the Aldi winner of Rise with Aldi competition. 15,000 and you will be seeing Julia's Summer... as in Julia Summer seeded sourdough in shops very shortly. That'll be a moment as well when you go in
Absolutely.
And see it on the
wait.
Shelves.
Yeah. January, I think they're aiming for.
January, yeah. Right. Well, lovely to meet you. Congratulations. That's beautiful well. Bread. Thank you.
Thanks,
Julia.
Thanks for having me.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.